The following shiur has been presented by Rav Avraham Yeshaya Cohen, Reish Kollel of Kollel Oyel Yitzchak of Lakewood, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. The center can be reached for halachic services, consultations, and shilas at 888-485-VAAD or at thehalachacenter.org.
Undaf Kuf. The Gemara tells us the Chiddush that we have a halacha of Bittel Berayv. And if you have, let's say, three chatichas that are mixed up, and two are heter, one is iser, halach is their own mutter. The Gemara says a chiddush that if the pieces are chashuva pieces, called the chaticha ruyul eskabed, which means something you would serve an oirach, a guest, a nice chashuva looking piece, so it has such a chashiv, it's not bottle. It's a chumra d'rabbanan. That's what the Gemara says. Now the Rishayim say that this din only applies to a chaticha de isur mamish, to a piece of food, which is iser mitzad atzmai. For example, a piece of nevela. So you have three pieces of meat. One is nevela, two are heter. So the nevela will not be bottle if it's royal eskabet. Or another example is basav chalav. You have one piece of meat, and that piece absorbed chalav. So even though it only got its iser machmas oblia, machmas that it got iser from somewhere else, not really iser, just the chalav came in and it became iser, that's considered also machmas atzmai. So it will have the chumrah of royal eskabet, as opposed to if you have a piece of heter which absorbed a little bit of, let's say, dam or some other iser into it, the piece itself be'etzem is mutter, just it has a bli of iser, so then we don't have the chumrah of royal eskabet. That's what the Rishayim saying. That's kapaska in Shulchan Aruch in Yeridayis from Kofal of Sid Beis. Now there's an interesting noise over here in the Mechus Yankiv and Reb Kivega. The Mechus Yankiv says in Klal Mem Sefkot Yud, he says that the case of basav chalav that's given is a case of bishul, which means you cooked a piece of meat in milk, so it absorbed milk. So now it's asr mideraisa because it was bishul. Basav chalav is only asr mideraisa derech bishul. Okay, so it's asr machmas atzmai, so it won't be bottle if it's real eskabet. So Dr. Menachos Yankov, however, let's say you had a piece of meat which absorbed chalav not derech bishul, rather derech kvisha. You soaked a piece of meat in milk for 24 hours. So, of course, it's also to eat, but that's only derabbanan, because they're not derech bishul. So, Dr. Menachos Yankov, he's medayik over here, that it says that the iser is only in a case of, not it says only, but the case that's given is a case of bishul. So he says, mashma only bishul, and not kvisha. That's the Menachos Yankov's diuk over here. And Reb Kivega says, that you can be derech of the raya, it's lav dafka. So what's going on? I mean, so the pshat is that the Mechus Yankov is being a dayik in the Rishonim, who give a case of bishul, the Rashba, the Ran. So Mechus Yankov is saying, why are they saying bishul? Why say it's dafka bishul? And the Kivega Luchair is saying that yesh litchais, but there's no raya. They gave a case of bishul because that's a normal case. But there's no svara. The point of Reb Kivega is that in svara, there's no svara l'chalak between bishul and kvisha. It's true that bishul is their rice and kvisha is their abana, but so what? But the kol talking that they're abanan can their eyes are talking. They gave it a din of basal b'chalav. So the male it has halachas of basal b'chalav. It's also machos atzmai. Why should it not be like that? L'chayri the Mechus Yankov needs a hesper. What should be the svar? So you can maybe say pshat in the Mechus Yankov based on a shluch of Reb Chaim in the sefer in Machol Sasuris Perek Yudal Halachavav, and the Chazay Nish says the same basic yisoid in Yeridayis Simul Chafes of Katan Zayin. They say as follows that the iser of basal b'chalav is the pshat that through the basar and chalav coming together, it created a new tam. The iser is that new tam. The iser is not eating basar and chalav together. The point is that through the bishul, the two things became a tam chodosh. The lashon Rashba and Afkuf over here is takamashlai that the Rashba says the kivin shen is bashlu zem ze chazar hakol ki guf echad shel iser. It becomes guf echad shel iser. So therefore, what? Therefore, we could say like this. That's only shaykh by bishul and not by kvisha. Because what's the pshat that the Torah said derech bishul as the Torah, not kvisha? So it could be kvisha kosev, but there's a good svara to it. Because there's a difference between kvisha and bishul. That bishul taka is mevalbal the time in such that it becomes a completely new time. Mashenk and kvisha doesn't do that. How do I know this? The Ramon Taras Chatas, the beginning of Klal Gimel, seems to say this. He says, Avagav the Kovish Kibavushal, ובמבושל מחמרין אלא סבייסה חתיכה. נרד המקל בכאן לא יפסד לא ימרין אין כובש כמבושל לכל דבר. רק שבוילאה ומפלט. רמו says that כובש takes this flavor and moves it to the other one, and takes the other one and moves it here. It moves everything. And it gives over the flavor. אבל אינה מבל בו תמה חתיכה כמי ברייטב. It doesn't mix together the flavors like by writing, meaning like by Bishul, which could mean what we're saying. It doesn't create that new Tam Murkov, that new Tam Chodosh. If it doesn't create that new Tam Chodosh, then that's very good, the Pshat over here in Mechaz Yankov. Because then the Pshat is that when you have Basar, which was soaked, which was Kavush in Cholov, Itaka has Tam Cholov, and that's why it's awesome in Drabonon. But it doesn't have that new Tam. If it doesn't have that new Tam, then it's like a piece of Basar, which was Barlei Adam. It's just a piece of heter which has something else in it. So here it's basa that has cholov in it. But it's not that new iser bats musoi of basa b'chol of deraisa, which would be like a piece of nevela. That could be the pshat over here in the Mechaz Yankov. It could be that Reb Kvega here is l'shitasai, because Reb Kvega in Tshuva Kuf Peites, Yitzchak on the Ran. The Ran says that heter b'heter is not bottle. Like l'mashal, let's say chalav to be bottled in water won't be bottled for afterwards when the meat comes. So Kvegeis on the Rand, the Mishnah says in Kalayim that Tzemer Rechelim is bottled in Tzemer Gemalim. In Kalayim, the only Tzemer we care about is Tzemer Rechelim, Tzemer of sheep, Tzemer of camels. Isn't that Tzemer as far as Issa Kalayim? So the Mishnah says that it is bottled. Tzemer Rechelim is bottled in Tzemer Kalayim. So this is Dr. Kvega. So you see that you could have heter b'heter as bottled. There's no pishdon yet. So there's no climate until he sees bottle. So that should be like basar or cholov being bottled in water. So Rekvegi says, Elma, you'll tell me that Semer Rechelim has a teres iser because he's an iser to mix it with pishdon. He says, say the same thing by basar. Because you're not allowed to mix basar with cholov. So he blames for the Tzorchim. Zogt Rav Shach, Navi Ezri, Perigyot Kalayim, Halachavov. He says, no, this is the cholov between Kalayim and basar cholov. In Kalayim, Rekvegi is right. That the Tzemer has a din iser to mix it with pishdim. That's only by Kalayim because the iser is to mix it with pishdim. Mashenken basa b'cholov, he says the iser is not to mix the basa with the cholov. The iser is because when basa mixes with cholov, you created a new tam, a new eichel, a new tam murkov. So there was never an iser on the basa to mix it with the cholov. There's an iser to create the new chalaiter basa b'cholov, the new chefta basa b'cholov. That's what Avi Ezri says to answer Kvega's kasha. But upon him, you see, Kvega didn't hold like that. Kvega advises didn't hold of this yisoid that basal cholov is mitam oichel chadash. Kvega held you can't mix basal with cholov just like you can't mix samer with pishdan. So in Bazai, Kvega over here, tainis that what should be the difference between basal cholov derech bishul or basal cholov derech kvisha? One is the rice, one is the rabbanon. But other than that, in the etzem lumdus of what's happening, this musig of Tam Murkav, Kvega doesn't hold of, so Mimele he argues on the Mechaz Yankov, Lishitasei.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.